Welcome to the Leadership in Context podcast with Keith Tusey. Having a Christian worldview should center around the divinity of God and the humanity of man.
Hi, this is Keith Tusey, and welcome to Leadership in Context, where we are helping believers live out kingdom truth in the context of the culture and their local church. Hey, on our last podcast, I broke the subject of birth control or child prevention in the context of a Christian worldview and emphasized that we needed to have a discussion and at least have some understanding, and that many people just do things without really consulting God on the matter. And so I promised on this podcast I'd bring some scriptural principles into play here. So that's what I want to do. I want to go to Romans 1, and I want to read about six verses of scripture, Romans 1, 22 through 1, 28. And just listen to these verses, okay? Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and of four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them, for they exchanged or changed the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for which is unnatural. And in the same way, also, a man abandoned the function, the natural function of the woman, and burned in their desire toward one another, the man with the man, committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which were not proper. Now, obviously, this is talking about homosexuality. Okay? Now, the Bible is very clear, I believe, that God honors sexual gratification. And that even in the context of marriage, sexual intimacy does not have to be done for the procreation of children. So in this passage, he's not poo-pooing. He's not saying sexual gratification is not legitimate. What he's saying here is sexual gratification of somebody with the same sex is illegitimate. A man with a man, a woman with woman. Why does he say that? He says because they changed the natural use of their bodies and they did something with their bodies that was not intended. So there, that is the point of why homosexuality is wrong. Not because of sexual gratification, because that's one of the blessings of sexual intimacy in the context of marriage, without a doubt. But because there was a perversion, a manipulation, an exchanging of that sexual act to achieve something outside of its context that God designed, okay? So I want you to think about not just that sexual immorality is wrong, but why it is wrong, especially in this very illustrative passage here about homosexuality. It's wrong because it perverts the natural use of how God made the body. And we know that we are living in an age where men are trying to make God into their image rather than submit to the image that God was made them in. My concern or my conjecture here, my concept, and I would say my conviction, is that when we use birth control for child prevention, we are changing the natural use of our body. Now, before you react to that, let's just let's just back up a little bit, because there are different kinds of birth control, child prevention, but they're all designed to prevent children. Let's make that very clear. Now, there is only one example in this scripture that I'm aware of where somebody intentionally tried to prevent a child, and that is in Genesis 38 with Onan, when his brother died and his father said, I want you to go into his widow and have relations, because that was the custom, so that the son who had died would have an heir. And that was a Jewish custom. It wasn't a biblical commandment. And it says that Onan spilled his seed on the ground because he knew that would be his brother's son and not his own. And for that, God struck him dead. So that's the only example we have. And I realize there are a lot of contextual issues there. But it certainly does not reference spilling the seed as something that would be construed positive in any context. So that's the one example we have. Now, many of us, including myself, were very reluctant and, in fact, very forcefully resistant of taking the COVID vaccine. Why? Because we didn't want to be healthy, or we didn't believe that medicine could be used in a proper way? No, because we did not know or understand how it would change the natural use of our body and what it would do. And because of that, not just for health reasons, but many of us for conviction said, we're just not going to put that into our body. That's pretty legitimate. Yet when it comes to child prevention, there are pharmacological cocktails that Christians are ingesting without really giving consideration as to what is being put in their body. Now, here would be a great exercise. If you're really a seeker of the truth, if you know somebody or yourself have what we call the pill, and there are several varieties of that, I understand it, there is in that package you get a pharmacological report. It's a little piece of paper. It's folded up very many times, and you fold it out. It's actually quite large. The print is unreadable because it's so small. I think by anybody's eyes, it's got to be magnified. And I actually did that a number of years ago at the urging of a doctor, actually, who said, you should read what it says, a Christian doctor. And I did. Of course, there was a lot I did not understand, but there was a lot that was painfully clear about the side effects, the chemical reactions of what the pill should do. Now, one of the things it says in bold print is if you are pregnant or think you're pregnant, do not take this pill. Why is that? Because it will kill a already conceived child. The purpose of the pill is to manipulate ovulation, changing the natural use of her body, the way God made a woman to ovulate, to be fertile once a month. Now, I don't think you have to be a scientist or a biologist to understand or at least consider, what does that set in motion? How does that affect the human body? So that's how pregnancy is stopped, at least on the first wave. But the way pregnancy is stopped on the second wave is the lining of the uterus wall becomes impenetrable to an already conceived egg that cannot plant and technically would starve to death because it would die even though conception has taken place. Without a doubt, there are many women who are aborting a conceived child using the pill and don't even know it's happening. That's not their motive. I'm not suggesting that. But that is the backup plan. There are many scientists and medical researchers who believe that that act is causing a lot of physical problems for women. There is a lot of research that pregnancies that end, unknown pregnancies that end by the child being rejected by the uterine wall, are setting off hormones and things in the body that could potentially be very much related to breast cancer is one item. And there's a lot of research. I actually had the opportunity to talk to a doctor years ago at the University of Pittsburgh who was doing research on this very subject. And he told me that the political pressure and the pressure inside the physician beltway to discuss such things was very much anathema, just like it is with COVID. We know the side effects from COVID. We see, but they're going to be covered up. They're going to be pushed to the side without a doubt. Many of the reactions that people are having are never going to be set to COVID. So when we talk about changing the natural use of our body, now I'm not talking about other types of child prevention or birth control methods right now. I'm just simply talking about different chemicals that are being put into body to change its natural use. I think we should have a problem with that. I don't know how to intellectually go around that. And I realize many people are totally ignorant of the things that I'm saying. They haven't even thought about this process. And I think, again, that goes back to podcast I did last week talking about having a Christian worldview should center around the humanity of man and the divinity of God. And when we take away the humanity of man and the divinity of God working together in procreation by literally changing the creation. We're not the creator, we're the creation. We're changing the creation from the way that it should function. I think that really needs to be investigated. How about you? Okay, now I know I've probably raised some questions and I'm going to continue to answer them in the next podcast. If you have a question or a comment and would like to email me about that, I am very much open and interested in hearing from you. Until then, this is Keith Tusey for Leadership in Context, encouraging you to be a seeker of the truth.
When we take away the divinity of God and the humanity of man working together in procreation by literally changing the creation from the way it was made to function, that should be something we are concerned about. If you have questions or comments about this episode, email Pastor Keith at podcast@nrpastors.com. Thanks for listening this week to another episode of Leadership in Context with Keith Tusey. Join us next week as Keith continues to equip believers to lead in every area and venue of life. As always, subscribe, like, rate, and share our podcast. To contact Keith or ask him a question, email podcast@nrpastors.com. If you would like more information, you can check out our website, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram @nrpastors. See you next week.